Welcome, welcome, everyone. I appreciate you so much for choosing to listen to this episode. If you're brand new to my podcast, my name is Akayemi McCoy, and I am the Christian therapist. I do want you to know that anything that I'm going to be sharing on this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy or counseling with a licensed mental health professional. What I share on this podcast is mainly for educational or entertainment purposes only. Also, if you listen to this podcast and you really would love to give a comment or feedback on this episode, please feel free to do so by going on to Anchor and leaving either a voice message, or you can email me at akayemimccoy@gmail.com and give me your feedback on this episode. I greatly appreciate it and I would love to hear from you. Also, if you so choose, please feel free to share this episode on your social media platform or go on to Apple Podcasts and give me a 5-star review. That just helps me get the word out a little bit more. And I do appreciate anything that you choose to do with this episode and this podcast. All right. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy. Many, many days I have tried to complete a task that has been on my to-do list for so very long. And I'm trying to get it done, but I continuously leave myself open and vulnerable to the distractions of television and Netflix and Hulu. And after the day is over and I reflect back on what my day has been like and what I've done, I've realized that I have done the very bare minimum and accomplished hardly anything that I set out to accomplish. And I learned something about myself, you know, just this week alone, that I struggle terribly with perfectionism and procrastination. And I also have learned that procrastination in general is a thief of our time that we've been given. That was told to me by a friend who I admitted to that I struggle with procrastination and perfectionism. And one thing that I understand about myself is if I do a project or if I do something and something goes wrong with whatever it is that I put out or whatever it is I produce, if somebody rejects what I've done, or if someone criticizes what I've done, or if somebody does something to cause my project or product to be messed up, then I lay it down. Then I put it down. I never pick it back up again. Or if I do pick it back up again, it may take years for me to pick it back up again. And that is so crippling. It is so crippling to me. And it causes me to become very overly anxious and frustrated with my performance, with my behavior. My attitude just goes down in the dumps. One time, maybe I think about 2 years ago, it may have even been a year and a half ago, I'm not sure, but I created this project and this product and I put it out on the internet and it took me forever to get the project off the ground. And I was spending so much time, you know, researching everything and doing all these different things and watching videos and how to do it and all of that. Got it launched, got it started, started marketing it and telling people about it. Somebody joined it and it went through flawlessly. It really did. Until one day I get on the internet to check how things are going with it and somebody hacked my website, hacked my website and caused so much problems for me, and I was beyond irritated, beyond upset. And so I laid the project down and I never decided to pick it back up again. And I was just like, I'm never doing that again. And that's just a no for me. I'm not ever going to put my effort, any effort back into something like that again. Until just recently, I realized that what I created back then was a great idea and a great project, but I realized that there is something already out there that is actually comparable to what I was doing. And even though I could definitely redo it again and figure it all out again, I wasted a lot of time on something that I wanted to offer to people because I just wanted it to be perfect. I wanted it to be just done by me. I didn't want anybody else to have any hands in it. And because of that attitude and that feeling of it's just got to be me, got to be me, got to be me, I wasted time and I could have had something very successful and very wonderful had I sought out another platform that could benefit me just as well as that would have had it not been hacked. And what I'm saying about all of this is that perfectionism will create some serious procrastination in people, especially if we never reach the level of perfectionism. I don't even like the word perfectionism anymore because that is just a very false belief that people have that things are going to be perfect. But unfortunately, having that mindset of perfectionism is deeply embedded within our subconscious, and it takes a lot to get out of the habit of trying to do everything so perfectly. I know because I struggle with this. I have struggled with this for years, for most of my adult life. So, what can we do about that? Well, one thing we can do is finally decide to get an accountability partner. An accountability partner will help you, and especially if you tell them that you're struggling with the perfectionism, the accountability partner should be somebody that will remind you of what you're trying to accomplish, will remind you about the weakness that you wanted help with, and they will also motivate you a little bit to just move past this feeling of it has to be perfect, it got to be perfect, it got to be right. Because what I'm finding about myself is that if I can't get to that level of perfectionism that is not reachable, I end up not doing anything. I become paralyzed with any movement in trying to get it off the ground or trying to get it completed because there is nothing in the Bible that says that we have to do things perfectly. It does say that we are perfect in God's image, but when he is describing perfection, he's describing it, meaning us coming to the end of ourselves, realizing that we need God. We need Christ in our lives because Christ did what we could not do. He overcame sin. He did it for us. So perfectionism has been done and created already. So we cannot obtain that. But when we come to the end of ourselves and realize that we need God in our lives and that we need God to help us get through or get past all these false beliefs, then that is how we become perfect in His sight. So I'm saying that, and it's funny that I'm saying that today because I didn't even want to do this episode today because I could not find the perfect time to do it. Because every time I went to go record it, there was noise outside that was interfering with what I was trying to do. And so I was thinking to myself, maybe I should go in my little quiet studio to record it, so I won't have no interruptions with it. But that wouldn't have worked for me today because my little private studio area is so hot. It is, and so I know that I would become so irritated. So I wanted to be able to do it out in the open so I could feel cool and feel good about it while I'm doing it. But that wasn't going to happen. And so for that reason, I was not going to even record. But I had to help myself get over that because I needed to speak about this while I really felt it in my spirit. So I want you, if you're somebody that struggles with perfectionism, struggles with procrastination, because oh my gosh, procrastination is just, oof, that is like a, what I say, that is a vice. It's a vice for me. Like procrastination is a vice that I can't seem to get over. So if you are somebody that is struggling with that, you need to assess first and foremost why you are feeling like everything has to be perfect. Where did you get that idea from? And what is that rooted in? Because most of the time, perfectionism and procrastination is actually rooted in fear that you won't get it right. So you hesitate to even start it. You can't allow yourself to be caught in that cycle like I have. And I'm at the age of almost 50. Well, I'm sorry, I am 50 years old, but I still struggle with it. So you don't want to go through your life, especially if you're not at that age that I'm at right now. You don't want to go through your whole life struggling with that same thing as I have. So if that is a vice of yours, just know this. Even the Apostle Paul understood that he had some imperfection in him, a vice in him that, made him constantly have to reach out to God. Because I had prayed that the Lord help me get over this feeling of perfectionism and this procrastination that hinders me so often. But it has not been removed from me. It is still something that I struggle with. But I continuously stay in prayer to God, to help me from one step to the next. So in the scripture in 2 Corinthians verse chapter 12, I believe is verse 7, it says, "Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me." Now, I know that that sounds very deep and heavy a little bit. It's not like Satan is tormenting anybody in general, but it is kind of like, that a little cliche that he's using, Satan tormented me. It's just a reminder that something is, messing me up today and I'm having a hard time getting over it. And see, when Paul was saying it, he saw this thing as kind of like a gift that was given to him to keep him humble, to keep him depending on God. And so that is that one thing that I have to continuously look to God to help me with. And I'm glad that I have that, that ability to be reminded that God is the only one that can help me overcome, because my procrastination and my perfectionism is very humiliating because I can't seem to accomplish certain things because of this thorn in my flesh of, being a perfectionism, or not only that, having a issue where I failed before and it was noticeable that I failed in something, and because of that failing, I was embarrassed by it. So it was very humiliating to me. And it caused like a debilitating behavior in me because I didn't want to do anything other than, I didn't want to do anything else with that. So just remember, it may be something that you are struggling to get over, but God is made perfect in our weakness. He is made perfect in our weakness. So even though I have this issue with the perfectionism and with the procrastination, as the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. So, that procrastination and that perfectionism is in me for the purpose of me making sure that I stay humble, that I stay consistently seeking out God's help in me getting over it. And it also helps me to see that even if whatever I produce or whatever I put out there in the world for other people to see, even if it goes wrong, at least I was able to do it and make it happen. And I'm not going to see it as a failure to not do it again because I'm going to continuously pray about it and continuously seek God's face to help me overcome that. So if that's something that you need to struggle and pray about and work on, just continue to do it. Just continue to do it. And if you struggle with it one day and you get through it that day, and then you struggle with it the next day and get through it that day, make sure that you're constantly going to God to help you with that. All right. I feel like I said a whole lot, and I hope that it was in some kind of order because I am not recording this again today. I'm just not. It's going to be exactly the way it is the first time around. And I guess I have to admit that this is the very first time that I recorded an episode and didn't re-record it. Because usually it takes me at least 20 times to re-record it because I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. So trust and understand that God is with me for this episode. All right. In the meantime, good mental, spiritual, and physical health. Y'all take care, be blessed, and get over your perfection and procrastination. So, what did you think about the episode you just listened to? Well, if you want to tell me what you think about it, don't forget, as I said in the beginning, feel free to either leave a voice message about your experience with this episode or email me at akayamimccoy@gmail.com. Anything that I'm talking about on this episode or any information about how to connect with me will always be in the show notes. So, check those out. And if you want to ever work with me as far as counseling or therapy, consulting, or just some educational information as far as mental health is concerned, please feel free to connect with me at 404-759-4853. And you can set up a free 10-minute consultation with me to see exactly what it is that you might need assistance with. I would love to be part of your team and your support. All right, until the next time, good mental health, good spiritual health, and good physical health. Y'all take great care.